I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A biologist has launched a new online encyclopedia documenting Connecticut's amphibians and reptiles. If you found yourself out hiking Connecticut's trails this summer, you may have encountered a snake or two. But could you tell the difference between a non-poisonous water snake and a poisonous northern copperhead?
The purpose of this site is to educate the general public of what we have here in Connecticut.
Dennis Quinn is an environmental scientist that specializes in reptile and amphibian research. And he's just launched a new photographic atlas he's calling Connecticut Herpetology.
So if you were to go onto the site, I set it up so you can look through a variety of pictures to see what species you might have encountered that you might be trying to identify. And then once you have identified what it could potentially be, you then can click on it. And once you click on the species, it brings you to a bunch of other identifying photographs.
Quinn says the atlas also provides information about the size and behavior of native salamanders, frogs and toads, and turtles. And the site allows users to report non-native pets, like the red-eared slider, which owners often release into the wild.
And this is a problem because this species is capable of out-competing native species here in Connecticut. So we're worried that if the numbers of red-eared sliders begin to take off, you know, we're going to eventually lose some of our native turtle populations because of it.
View more pictures and information on Connecticut's amphibians and reptiles at ctherpetology.com. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.